right, let's get happy faces on. Hello, welcome to ABW Radio. I'm Jason, I'm your host. In the chat box, we have CJ Jackson, Jeffrey O'Hara, Lambs, and 235100. Going down here, Matthew Wright, Corey Austin, the wonderful Corey Austin, Hassan Chowdhury, Archie, Petito 100, J Rob. Oh, here we go. Thierry Rondry is there. Oh, there's somebody else. There's Walrus and the Hedgehog. Matt Sanasi. Loki 73. MJL. Denny Marshall. I hope I pronounced that properly. Anders Magnusson.
Well, that's a name. I've started Magnusson.
Brilliant, brilliant name. Who else is there? Who else? Carlito Alguna. Mediocre performance. I didn't think so, Carlito. That was a really disciplined performance. Charlie O'Regan is there. Yamaha John, formerly Noza. Kyle Palmer. Dimitri S. K-Man 1867. Richard Garrett. Trying to get everybody in here, guys, to kick off properly. And that's all I can see at the moment. Hello, all. Thank you for joining us. That's fantastic. I knew somebody was going to do it one day to me.
That's trademarked.
£100. Hassan Ramzan is there as well. Sean Harmon. Tonight we got Danny the GFP. Say hello, Danny.
Hello, Danny. Oh, God, no. Hello, Jason.
Well played, well played.
That is the astrology, astronomy thing. They go, what do you like? I go, astrology. No, fuck astrology, astronomy. I meant to say hello, Jason, but I didn't. I said hello to myself.
Hold up, Junior Gunner's there. Hello, Junior Gunner. How the devil are you? I'm also joined by Carl, that London guy. Say hello, Carl.
Hello.
You were so How are you, pal? You're right?
Oh, there, weren't you? I said you were so tempted to say hello, Carl.
I was. I'll be honest with you. I really, really was.
I don't mind that. I think that's great. Josh Gunner Forever's in there as well. Hello, Josh. Okay, let's get on with it. Does it? Let's get the show on the road. Oh, I need to give a shout out quickly. Apologies, listener. Adam Guna 79. Adam Guna 72. Hi, Ad. Hope you're well, pal. And let's give him to the Walrus and the Hedgehog as well. He's normally in there. Right. Danny, first to you. Lineups. No Ozil, no Sanchez, no Koscielny, no Ramsey, no Monreal. Bit thin on the ground tonight, won't we?
I think we should. It's called the Ozil syndrome. It's a little bit like when ladies have their monthly syndrome. He has his yearly syndrome. It's just the time of the year that, you know, if he's a little bit, he needs chocolate, his slippers, a duvet, and a little hug, and he goes and sits by the fire for a week until it's over, or 2 weeks, or three, or a month until it's all over. So Ozil syndrome is in full effect at the moment. I expect it to end any day now. Actually, no, because that's Bournemouth away. Okay. Not any day now. I wasn't really surprised about the lineup because I knew we'd have Ospina in goal. I knew that we'd have Chambers and Holding playing. A little bit surprised the likes of Bellerin and Wilshere played. I didn't think there was much need for those. And I'm definitely surprised that Walcott didn't get a game. And also surprised that Mav, as he shall now be called, was on the bench. Because then he's only just come in and it looks like he's really leaped ahead of Bilic and the other bloke whose name I can't remember, the other young centre-back.
But Andrew Dunlone?
No, they're not. Bilic hasn't played all season. He's injured. Oh, he was injured and he's coming back. But yeah, George Bird has been saying, tweeted earlier today that expect to see him on the bench. Someone must rate him.
Oh, fair enough. Hassan Ramzan's in the box. Cactus Jack 81. Tom Douglas. Joe Madeira 1993. Stevie. The Lord Hillwood's there. Oh, Walrus and the Hedgehog, you've already had a shout out. Carl, it will be started today after the events of the weekend, after his performance on the weekend. and after the revelations of him being out on Friday night, were you surprised?
Yes, it just shows up. I'm not going to use it to Wenger bash. I'm not. But there's no discipline in that club. How can you sort of be caught going out, you know, and everyone knows, and it gets leaked to the press, because it wasn't the club that leaked to the press. It must have been someone within the team. And still it happens. I mean, there may have been internal discipline. We don't know this, but it just leaks of no discipline in the club. Do what you want and you still get a game. Unfortunately, yeah. So there's no difference there. And his performance on the weekend was atrocious, but that's not sort of just singling him out, because everyone's was, but he wasn't good on the weekend and he wasn't no better today, to be honest.
He hasn't been good for a while, let's be fair. He hasn't been good. He's had one good performance from the Everton game, where he decided to go on social media afterwards and give it the one all of his mates singing his own name. Which, you know, at that point, somebody should have pulled him to one side and said, "Oi, mate, stop being a twat." And he's been piss poor ever since. Dan, would you have picked him tonight?
Absolutely not. It amazes me that someone with... I know if a player is a bit of a low confidence, then it is sometimes a good idea to let him play through his sticky patch until he does play better. But when he's done that at the weekend, and when he's made the club look like an idiot, and he's out there having fun, and then he had such a piss-poor performance after having going to that party or whatever it was. I thought it was at someone's house, but if it was at a club. And then Theo Walcott was probably in bed by 9 o'clock with a warm cup of coffee. And look what happened. You don't even get a game. And it can't be the transfer thing, because we played Sanchez and he's already got his passport stamped to go up north. So it's absolutely ridiculous. You can't do that. I mean, what does that mean? You can just do what you want and there's no... I mean, did it say in one of the papers that he has been fined a week's wages or something?
Well, a big deal to millionaires, isn't it?
I could have dreamt that, much like I dreamt John Welsh stole my girl, the bird. Well,
Arsene said he was being fined, but again, you know, when these guys earn so much money, it's not a big deal, is it?
But fining Wenger, the bloke's on £11 million a year, and what did he get fined? 60 grand?
Something like that.
In the time it said you've been fined 60 grand, he probably earned more than 60 grand in the time it took him to say it.
Probably. Right, in the box we've got Picnic, Rudy Rastlos, Carlito Alguna. Who else is there? Have I missed anybody? If I've missed you, I do apologise. Game started quite brightly, Carl. We played a tight formation as we did throughout the game. You know, we were very disciplined, but similar to our games versus Chelsea recently, it was back and forth. What did you think of the opening opening salvos?
A bit like a boxing match. It was really back and forth. It was, they attacked, we attacked. I think they had more end products with their attacking. And I think we defended really well. And it's not often you can kind of say that about Arsenal recently. But whatever's happened sort of after the Nottingham Forest game, we've sort of fixed up and realised that we can't do that sort of shit defending. Maybe it's something to do with the personnel in there. You know, there was no Mertesacker. And I guess they talk about that on the pod, sort of about Nottingham Forest and the defending. But today, I thought we've done quite well. Our end product wasn't there at all. I'm now starting to worry just a little bit about, like I said, I'll be honest with you. You know, I think that by now he should be in double figures and he's not. He seems either lacking confidence. I love Chris, I do, but I'm not taking this, oh, he's settling in now. It's we've had him for long enough now. He should be settled in. You don't take this long to settle in. He should be well and truly embedded in the team now. And I'm just recently started to worry about him. I don't know if it's a confidence thing. You know, with strikers, maybe one goal and it will all change and it will probably start banging in him. But just recently, I'm starting to just a little bit worry about him.
Would you? Yeah, but if you look at the service he's having, it's not been good. It wasn't good again tonight. He had one effort on which he skied. That happens. But other than that, there's no service coming to him. And more at the point... there's no support.
But is that an excuse we're making for him? Because let's be honest, if someone like Morata or Lukaku had skied that chance, we would all be like, look, £80 million. Look what we've done for him. Like, for me, he should kind of do better with that chance.
Okay, maybe he should do better, but you know, I mean, and you're talking about the only eight goals, but you've got to admit, you know, we haven't been in sparkling form recently. You know, our results show that. You know, we struggled. You know, we were under the cosh at the end against Palace, drew against WBA. We're not creating those clear cut chances for him, are we? You know, I see what you're saying. There is a concern there. No getting away from it, but I don't think it's all down to him. You know, Corey Cealis is in the box. We've got Stephen Edwards sticking up for a Wobi. Ooh, interesting. Hassan Ramzan's there. Who else? KHM Hassan is there. Trying to get through everybody, guys. I do apologize. There we go, Dan. Your thoughts on Lacazette? Do you agree with Carl, or do you think it's a bit more complicated?
Someone who a few of us may know, Lana, she did a funny tweet earlier. She said during the game, I think she's a Lyon fan and an Arsenal fan, and she said, Lacazette didn't give up Fekir and Lamar and all these other great Lyon players to come and be treated like this and play like this at a club. And then I did another cheeky tweet that said Lacazette can't even get a full 90 minutes in the Tin Pot Cup. It's ridiculous that when you have the likes of Iwobi, who, quite frankly, I'm surprised he ran in the right direction at times. We were saying before, and I think it's a shame that he's not doing it, but Lacazette should have played the entire 90 minutes, because even a team as strong and as quality and as good as Chelsea will be tiring towards the end. And that is when players like him, a little bit goal poachery at times, that's how he got all those goals in his years with Lyon, he might have stood a better chance of getting a goal. So why would you leave Iwobi on? Even if you took Iwobi off and brought Walker on, that give it a little bit more pace on the wings, more chance, better eye, someone who's got a better eye for goal. But it's just crazy that you take him off. Now, if it would have been me, I'd have left Lacazette out front. I'd have taken off. I know that Welbeck had a pretty decent game because goal scoring isn't what he's all about. But I would have definitely left Lacazette on, and I'd have taken Iwobi off and played Sanchez there, and maybe played Lacazette and Sanchez up front together. Because that of Chelsea, I mean, Chelsea got to be so angry with themselves. I mean, they're in a bit of turmoil at the moment, but for them to go against a weakened Arsenal team, that where the team were in turmoil, the manager's sat in the stand, and we've had like one win in six games, I think it is now, and you're sending out a really strong team at home, and you don't even beat them. And that's just given us the upper hand in the second leg of the game. But I could see us just sneaking a goal right at the end then if we would have been on the pitch. Very frustrating. But I've got to say, well done to the boys, well done to the team for everything. I think it is more luck than judgment that we didn't lose, or we got a draw. An away draw against Chelsea, always got to be a good thing.
I disagree with that. I thought we were very disciplined tonight. I thought, as you know, the back three was superb. I disagree. I thought the wing backs were really disciplined. I thought they were superb. I thought wherever played in midfield at whatever time, they all worked really hard.
At one point, Morata ran towards our defence, and Xhaka went in behind him, took the ball off him, and fucked off. And Morata was just there going, "Where's the ball?" And Xhaka had gone. That's what we want to see. Like you were saying there, Bellerin and Maitland-Niles, they were both really really disciplined. Xhaka was disciplined, and Ramsey and Wilshere was as well. And I think that could be a little bit better, because Bellerin is mainly a defender, isn't he? That's his job. You're a right back. And if you want to play in right wing back, a little bit more defence, less attack. And I think that's done as well.
I thought he did both tonight. I thought Bellerin really came back strongly. What you've just mentioned, Jack, Jeffrey O'Hara has asked for an update on Captain Jack. Steve's put in the box that apparently a sprained ankle, not the bad one, nothing more. That's all I know about it so far. Afcam's in the box. Well, Usama Zaka's in there as well. If I've missed you, apologies. Let's go to stick on Jack then, Carl. First half, what did you think of Jack's performance?
I think it was very, very good. You know, he's well back in the team now. He's embedded. His fitness is up there. And this is the Jack that we wanted to see for years. You know, there was times when, you know, he couldn't kick a ball because he was just getting injury after injury after injury. And now he seems to have got a bit stronger, and he's almost like the driving force of our team. You know, he's the one that as soon as he gets the ball, he's turning and putting his head up and wanting to go forward. He's not doing sideways passing. He's doing what we all want him to do. Whether he'll still be in the team when Aaron Ramsey comes back yet remains to be seen. I personally don't think he will. I think Ramsey will come back in, but there's room enough for, you know, we all want to see three in midfield. Of course we do. You know, is Jack Ramsey and Xhaka the midfield three? You know, is it defensive enough? We don't know. It remains to be seen. But I still think that Jack, for me, is doing really, really well. And you can't ask for more. You know, maybe you could ask him to add a few more goals, but that's me. For me, asking for too much. He is the driving force of our team at the moment and the linchpin between the defence and the attack.
I thought he was great tonight. I really did think he was great. The one thing I thought he's improved on recently, I think he's been exactly where he should be all the way through. But the one thing I thought was vastly improved tonight on his last performance was his work rate off the ball and, you know, his discipline off the ball and where he was at certain times. I thought at times, oh, he's, you know, he's on his comeback trail from, you know, being out for, I know he played last season, but a broken leg is tough to come back from. I really thought he was, you know, him and Xhaka really, as a pair, played well off the ball as well as on the ball.
That happened again recently in one of our previous games. I have a vision in my head of Lacazette running towards goal, someone running down the right-hand wing with the ball, and then most players would have just run with them. Jack didn't run with them. He ran sideways. So when the ball came in, to be there if Lacazette laid it off. So that's what is so good. When he's on form, he's running into space and not thinking, I'm going to run to the ball. I'm going to run to where the ball might end up if Lacazette passes it back or fluffs it. So, tonight, like you're saying.
And he's putting himself about as well, which is really good. He's not shying away from tackles, which, you know, with someone with his sort of injury record, you'd think that he may, you know, jump out trains, but he's not that sort of person.
You look at him and Ramsey, and the one thing they always are, they're brave when they play. They're always brave. You know, we've said it for years, okay? They always want the ball. They're always prepared to get stuck in. You know, Jack is more ferocious in, you know, flying in, sometimes silly tackles at times, but, you know, they're always brave, those boys. You can't have a pop at them for that. You know, as you say, you know, he's not that sort of character to sort of leave that go. Fly KJ, Chris Lodato's there, Frank Gunner, Stephen Barr, Jove 82. Frank Gunner asks, why was Sanchez on the bench? Frank, I think we all know why he was on the bench. He's going bye-byes. He's off ski.
What was
he's
that?
He's leaving.
I was just reading that Mark Gunner runners there, and he's called Shatlift 249.
Mark, you're right, pal? How are you, buddy? And Fry's there as well.
How's your funding going, Mark? Put it in the chat box. Let us know how much you're in debt.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Who was on the bench?
Stop. Neil Vergela's there, Pranay Mystery, Dan White, and Dan Fry's in there as well. Hello, lads. AFC Cam's in there. Oh, tell you what, it's all going off there. We got a really healthy chat box tonight. Nice. Dan, Xhaka and Wilshere were looking good. The game is back and forth. Iwobi picks the ball up just inside the Chelsea half. Little bit of luck with the run, but he made a great run, goes into the box, shot, not the greatest shot, but it looked as if he could sort of go on from there. You know, what was your take at that point?
Can I just read my tweet that I did? I didn't tweet out because where else are you going to tweet? I hate it when people say tweet out, don't say it. I have a cunning plan. I'll run the length of the field, through the middle of the defence, then, in brackets, this is the cunning bit, I'll gently tap it towards the keeper. He won't know what to do, and I'll score! we were saying before it started that is a sign of a player who doesn't know what he's doing, isn't full of confidence, because you cannot make that mazy dribbly run, and he had four or five defenders around him. Went straight through the middle of it using his pace, which he's really good with. Gets up there and just goes, oh, fuck. That's like sometimes when I'm playing FIFA and I'm doing all this, and I just think, I've forgotten how to shoot. Sometimes I really do forget what button has done what, and he must. And he had a blank moment, and you think, oh, poor bloke, because that is the kind of reason why Wenger has played him, so that he can do that, so he can maybe score a goal, so then he can get back on the track of being a decent player, which he has. He has so much ability, and then tonight he's gone and fluffed that. And I bet if you said to him what happened, he went, "I've just blanked. I've got no idea."
So it's the first
maybe half. Hoping someone would take him down.
Huh? It's the first half effort is on, but never mind. Frank Starks, we're going to ask your question later. Christian Pandya.
Did he get more than once?
Pandya, yeah, first half. Yeah. He's a really nice friend. Anuraj Bhagat's there as well.
Tell me what the answer I should have given him.
Hold up. Give me a second. Arsenic Jenner in case is there as well. I'm just trying to get through a lot of the guys. And Carl Williams is there. I'm just going to go to Carl on this. Carl, you saw the run with the Wobi. Ball bounced off a Chelsea player. He makes it, it was really positive from him. You know, it's what you want to see him doing. Yeah. It's what you want to see him doing. And no end product. It would have been a difficult goal for him to score, to be fair. It wasn't easy for him. But, what do you put it down to?
Lack of awareness, lack of ability. No end product. I mean, he's not a bad player. If you play in the first team of Arsenal, you're not a bad player. So he's not shit, to say the least, you know. I don't know what's going on with him at the moment, but, you know, you're right what you say, Jason. It wasn't the most easiest chance to score. It really wasn't. But at the same time, you know, you run and run and run, and then you get to the point where the finishing point, and you fluff your lines. So it's almost like that whole run, which was very, very good, it's down for nothing. There's no point in doing it. You know, the whole point of the playing football is to score a goal. It's to make sure you score more than your opponent. And there's no point in having a good build-up play and then just getting to the end product and be like, oh, I don't know what to do now. It's just, he needs... I know in our group we were talking about whether he needs a loan or not, or whether, you know, to start Arsenal. Personally,
we're going to ask that later, we are. But, we'll ask that later.
Okay, but there's something in Iwobi right now that, for me, he needs either coaching or loan or whatever it is. And I'm not sure what the solution is. Who knows what the solution is? But he needs some sort of coaching or a loan or something like that just to bring his confidence up. Because he might be the same as, say, like I said, he might score a goal and then start banging them in regularly. Because do you remember, I think it was not last season, the season before, where he was getting quite a few goals and you thought we had a little player here, but that seems to have gone at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, his talent is undoubted. He's got a lovely pair of feet, you know. Maybe it's the attitude, but we'll broach that later on in the question. Danny, Ainsley Maitland-Niles in the box. Moses catches his foot.
Yes.
Maitland-Niles tries to stay on his feet. There's a penalty shout. It goes to VAR, penalty not given. What was your take on that?
I think that was the one where they spent more time talking about the VAR than actually showing the replay. So I think they only showed one replay. I was watching it on Sky. And from that one replay, it didn't look like it was a penalty. It just looked like it was a bit clumsy. But then again, the luck we've had with penalties in the last few games, if that was against us, we would have gone, yeah, it's going to have to be a penalty, isn't it? Because we have no luck of it at the moment. Didn't think it was a penalty, but I was more interested to see how quickly the VAR decision would be made. And I think that the VAR was working quite well tonight. That I think that the later one, which you're going to probably come on to, was, I actually thought the later one was going to be a little bit more in our favour. And I was all ready to tweet, do I not like VAR if we conceded one? Just like, do I not like orange? But it didn't happen, so I couldn't do it, and it was wasted. But no, I didn't think it was a penalty. But there wasn't enough angles in place like there usually is.
He got four angles, apparently.
He has, Carl. Yeah, but he only saw one at first.
Yeah. Carl, if Maitland-Niles goes down straight away, or sticks his leg out, or goes down grabbing his shin, do you think it's a different decision?
Yeah, if he, because I'm literally just watching the replay again now. If he tries to ride the challenge, that's what he tries to do. because he jumps over Moses' leg. Now, if he'd done a Jamie Vardy or a Hazard and just leaves his foot there, it's a penalty all day. It really is. And maybe he's too honest. And I honestly hate that saying, you're too honest, because either you're honest or you're not. There's just no two ways about it. And yeah, if he had gone down, yes, it would have been a penalty. But he tried to stand on his feet because he thought he could gain an advantage. And obviously, I'm not saying he went down afterwards, but he did get clipped. But, you know, he's a young player and he's playing the game, you know, the way it should be played. He's not rolled around on the floor pretending that he's hurt, because he wasn't hurt. But like you said, had that been Hazard or something like that, you can guarantee he would have gone down, holding his leg, rolling about, and he would have given a penalty.
I totally agree with you. I think it's endemic in the squad at the moment. You look back at the Man United game, you look back at Danny Welbeck. We need to be forcing the referees into decisions, because that's what's going against us at the moment. And it's horrible to say they should be making more of it than it was, but for me, it's a clear penalty. He's gone in, his foot's up, he's not going to win the ball, he's caught him.
I've just seen the replay, and I agree. Yeah, because I'm watching the same as you, Carl, Sky Sports. And if he'd have left that leg trailing, I mean, he jumped really high. And if he wouldn't have left that leg trailing, and if he would have left his leg trailing or not jumped so high, he'd have been flat on his face and he'd have got a penalty.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those boys.
That's the only way of spinning it to the right end of a penalty.
Okay, yeah. Bastiel Zed's in the chat box. I'm the one and only Dave Faber. Hello, Dave Faber. We love you, bro. Right, Danny.
Yes.
Other end of the park, Hazard. Great run into the box from Hazard. Maitland-Niles comes across, ushers him out the way so Ospina can collect the ball. I thought that was a fabulous bit of defending from Mr. Conservative. What did you think of it?
I've said a few times that I don't really want him playing left wing back. Now, that's not because he doesn't have any defensive abilities. I think it's because my personal opinion is that he has so much attacking potential. But Wenger does like to play players. I mean, all the way through Wenger's tenure at Arsenal, he's liked to play players in the positions that later on, those positions will be giving that person the ball. Remember when he played Henry out wide, because when you're out wide, the out wide player is going to give the ball to the player up front. And he's done it with lots of players. And maybe that's what he's doing now. He's getting him ready to be playing on the left-hand side. Of like when Sanchez goes, I'd love to see him play somewhere like that. But it's really good that if you can learn a little bit of defensive... discipline with a game, then that's can only be good for him. And I am constantly, every game Ashley does something. It's not Ainsley before you say Ashley Lyles. God, I can't even say it. Ainsley is showing me something new and I go, wow. And it just makes me think about Zelalem and people like that and the Jeff. The Jeff and Dylan, they're the players that we expected to be doing now what he is doing. And I remember someone, because quite often when we do the podcast, I talk about a little bit about what I've read from George Bird about the progress of the players. And I really didn't see AMN coming through this quick, let alone doing these little gems when it comes to defending or attacking or tracking back. It's just magnificent. I'm not even sure that he's still in contract. I think his contract may be up in the summer. Someone said he hasn't signed one.
I think I'm not sure. It's because he's a young player. It's one of those. I got to be honest.
Come on.
Yeah, so a shout out to Josh. Josh made a point on the radio show last week that, or the podcast, I can't remember which one, that he likes it. Maitland-Niles play in there, take the pressure off him, leave him develop. I've been surprised by Maitland-Niles' development. I think he's been, you know, I don't mind giving him criticism when, like against Liverpool, I thought he was, you know, he was outdone by, you know, Salah, who's on fire. You know, he didn't know where he was. That's down Salah's pace, etc. That's nothing to be ashamed of. That's nothing, you know, that's a learning curve for him. His confidence in the ball, his confidence in his ability and his execution. I thought he was poor against Forest. I thought Maitland-Niles was very poor against Forest, as was everybody else. But you look at his development, and I think he's on course to become a really good player for the Arsenal. I really do.
But it's not his job, is it? Left back. So if he does make a mistake at left back, we go, well, it's not his job. And he does something good, we go, well, it's not his job. Brilliant. But I'm just looking. Monreal has got due back any day now. And Kolasinac is due back any day now. As is Koscielny. So when those two come back, well, I'm not sure how much more we're going to see him play there. But if Sanchez leaves, I know I'd love to see him get a chance playing next to Ozil or somewhere in a midfield three, just to see what he can do. Play him everywhere. He's probably going to be playing him. Fucking let him take the penalties, for God's sake. Play him in goal.
He's learning the game, and he's doing very, very well. Let's wrap up the first half. Carl, Cesc. Header and marked in the box. Oh, was your backside going at that point?
Yeah, but Cesar want to score against Barca. I mean, I know he scored. Didn't he score a 40-yarder? One of the last times we played Chelsea. But Agent Cesky's in. No. Do you know what? To be honest, the defense, it kind of went walkies then, unfortunately. And that was kind of one of the only mistakes we kind of made, because, like I said at the top of the show, I think our defensive display was quite good today. I know we're going to the second half, and it's not often that you can really say that about Arsenal's defence, but I thought today we was quite well. And that header, you know, it was a weak header. The goalkeeper was all over it, and thankfully, you know, kept at 0-0.
Yeah. I'm so glad when that went wide. That's the end of the first half. Second half. From Christiansen, there are a couple of Chelsea corners, Danny, and Christiansen. Christiansen, the Chelsea centre back, what a fabulous player! A mate of mine's played against him at under 23 level, and no shocker. He's been released by Cardiff City, unfortunately, but he said. He's a nightmare to play against. His body positioning is always right. So it's always difficult for you to get to the ball. And he is cool as a cucumber. This boy, nothing fazes him. He's always on point. Great decision making. He's raving about him. He's a top, top player, Christensen. But he had a header which he missed after there were a couple of corners, and we didn't quite clear our lines. And that was the story from the second half, wasn't it? All of a sudden, we were under pressure. They came out, they had the... what were your thoughts at that point?
I'm not going to do the thing where I was talking 90 minutes ahead of where at the point of the game that we actually are again. You should have stopped me, but I was in full flow. Just looking at the corners, it's 10 to them and 4 to us now. They, like I said earlier, they've got to be disappointed with the amount of possession they had, 53%. Pass success rate, we were both at 80-odd percent. 21 shots they had compared to our 8 and 10 corners to our 4. Every time that we took a corner, in fact, I tweeted that every time we get a corner or a penalty, just give the ball to them and just don't bother. But I was expecting more from them from their corners, because some of them are pretty good. And when you've got someone like Christensen, who I'm just looking up, he's... 6'2". I thought he'd be bigger than that, but he's only 21 years old, and they got him from Bromby a few years ago. But yeah, he's definitely a threat in the air. And every time you saw that, you thought, "Oh dear," I wouldn't be surprised if he's a little bit like the new John Terry. That's what he looked like. Reminded me of some of the old days when we had like Keona Adams or Bold at the corners. Something that I thought, "Oh God, I'd love to have a central defender that is going to come up for the corners and do stuff like that for us and still be good at the other end." But
so if he's the new John Terry, Chelsea players,
steady.
Lock your wives up. Lock your wives up.
But yeah, I think considering they had such aerial threat from corners and they had 10 corners, well done to Arsenal again for not conceding anything.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I think at this point, you got to give credit to the defence and the midfield, because I thought we defended as a team.
I thought we were defending. A lot of grief from the last few games. Chambers has come out okay from the last few games, but Rob Holding, I was listening to Askcast today, and I think they said that Holding is the second slowest player in the club. I thought, ooh. I mean, I do have visions of him running back against Forest and not quite making it.
He's in a two, and they hadn't played together for a while. Let's give the, you know,
Look how that went.
But let's be fair. There was in the back three, and Rob Holding's a real talent. But again, the pressure that's piled on these guys when they come into the team after a couple of good performances, you can't keep it up. You have to hold back. You know, people think I'm having a pop at players at times when I just want a bit of a reality check on them. Let's not have a wank fest over these players. Let's keep our feet on the ground and let's leave them develop. It's same with Jack coming back from injury. All of a sudden, he's not the most important player in the squad, but he is part of the solution for the squad getting better. And you've got to give them time and ease off the pressure on them to let them develop and come back to fitness and with the youngsters to learn the game. You know, there's no point in, you know, he's better than Cannavaro. A World Cup winning captain,
wasn't it? They didn't really mean.
I'd always tongue in cheek, but I'm not a fan of it. You know,
our players need to go out on loan. Just looking at the wiki of that Christensen, Chelsea bought him. They had him for a couple of seasons. Then he spent two seasons on loan with John's team, Borussia Mönchengladbach. Played two full seasons, and now he's come back to them, and he's been outstanding for them. That's why we need the young players to go out on loan.
But he's always been a special talent there. Okay, he's always been that. You know, there are players at different development stages. But let's get back to the game. John, we're under the cosh at this point. It's worrying, yeah?
Carl, you mean?
I said Carl.
You said Josh.
You said...
Oh, Jesus, sorry. You're not Ginger.
Damn right, I'm not.
I do apologise.
We went through a period where, you know, it was wave after wave after wave of attack. But it just shows, to do Chris Carpenter and turn it into a positive, it just shows how good our defence was. Because we withstood the pressure. Usually we would have capitulated and we definitely would have conceded. But, you know, our defence did well and they stood up to the pressure of Chelsea after their attacks. And we just managed to keep it at 0-0. And, you know, the whole team deserves credit for that.
Yeah, I genuinely can't praise them enough for their defensive discipline. No Chelsea had chances, but we were at the races today. I'm going to stick with you on this, Carl. Injured.
Yes, it was a good actually block that Jack done. It really was. And he went down and literally every single time Jack goes down, I guess every Arsenal fan's like, oh, but he always seems to get up. And he got up very, very slowly from this one. And I was like, oh, shit. And then he hobbled off and then he went down again. He just knew for a fact that he just hope it wasn't something sinister. Apparently, it's only a sprained ankle and hopefully in a few days he should be back. But there's always that worry with Jack. Every time he gets tackled, every time he goes down, there's always that worry with Jack that, oh, God, is it the big one? Is this what we was waiting for? And, you know, I kind of feel sorry for him because he was just getting his groove back. He's just getting, you know, to playing well. And I hope that he's just a sprained ankle and nothing else at all. And he's back running soon and playing again. Because, you know, if anyone really needs games and even deserves the games, it's got to be Jack Wilshere.
Yeah. It was horrible to see him go down. You just thought, oh, no, not again. As you said, he came off and then he came on. It looks like a sprain, nothing more. It's just the free, pardon me, the free hanging foot and the way the ball hits it. These balls travel at, you know, a hell of a speed nowadays. It's just really unfortunate and hopefully it'll just be a week or two and back on then. Elneny then came on. And to be fair, Yeah, so you just got frog in the back of my throat. I ask you this question, I want you to hand over to Carl because I'm getting a glass of water. So Elneny then came on and we were still under pressure for a while. We were still under pressure, but we were still solid. And I thought Jack was really, really, really good tonight. I thought he was superb, okay? But it didn't change much in our dimension. We eventually got on top for a while and we applied some pressure. We didn't have maybe the cutting edge that Jack gives you, but we didn't lose our shape and we kept on driving. What were your thoughts at that point? And then hand over to Carl, please.
Okay. Well, I think the reason why we didn't look as bad as we were going to be, because in our WhatsApp they were saying that, oh, here we come, Elneny comes on, passing sideways the entire game. But I think it's a little bit more of, well, Jack's not there, who are we going to kick? So rather than spending however long it was until Jack eventually got, that was a freak, wasn't it, Carl? That was the ball that ended up injuring Wilshere. You think, how did these things happen to us? You cannot ever predict that kind of thing. And I think from the very little I know, it's hit the inside of his foot and it's probably bent his foot outwards and just twisted his knee a little bit. So I've not had any word yet from, I don't know, if you heard from Dom, who's our expert on all things injuries? Have you heard from him if it's going to be bad?
Not yet, but I think Arsene Wenger confirmed that it's just a sprained ankle, and hopefully he's not going to be out for that long. And it was almost testament to Jack, he was getting himself about, throwing his body about, and that's what we want. He got injured because he was literally throwing his body about, and that's not a criticism. That's a praise that he was, dynamic enough to try and block it. Other people may have half-hearted, just put their leg up, but it's a fortunate injury. It really is. And like you said, how freakish can you get? Like, it's just ridiculous. But,
I've never seen that before.
No, and it's unfortunate. But, hopefully it's not going to be for long and he recovers soon. And hopefully, his body's over the sort of injury after injury after injury, and he can recover much quicker to come straight back into the Arsenal squad.
Jace, just saying how freaky it was, the way that Wilshere got injured. Never seen it before in a game.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen anything like that. I've not seen anything like that. It's it was bizarre, wasn't it?
And I'd like to refer to Elneny as the crab from now on, named after the great Ray Wilkins of his constant sideways passing, or Danielson too.
I think that's harsh tonight. I thought Elneny went forward tonight. Yeah. I think Elneny, No, come on now. I know we like to take the piss to the players.
I like him, if nothing, just for his hair, but...
But regardless of whether we like a player or not, tonight Elneny drove forward. Did drive forward.
I've also said that one of the reasons why we didn't... The game slightly changed a bit is because Chelsea didn't have anyone to constantly rotational foul, did they?
To be honest, I just think... that, with Jack and then Jack and Elneny and the guys on the wide, when we did have the ball, we took it to them. And when we defended, we were good off the ball and we were disciplined. And I think
they were shocked by that, going by our recent performances. They didn't expect that.
I think we've done it to them before.
Second team, we haven't. They probably thought, the bloke who delivered my Tesco shop and I was listening to Arsecast on my Alexa. And he came in and he just stood and he smiled. He went, "Are you an Arsenal fan?" I said, "Yeah." He went, "You're going to get effing hammered tonight." I said, "Well, 9-0 home and away."
He's one of those. Sure.
So, I think all the Chelsea fans expected us to send out a second stream team with a second stream attitude, and that's not what turned up. And this is the kind of stuff that should have turned up against Forest. And this is why I think Wenger has rightly been criticised, because they've shown that these players can play and that they've got the weekend.
Let's leave Forest there, okay? The Forest game is done. And one of the things about the Forest game is Forest had a younger team than us, okay? Mm. We put out a team that should have been able to do a job. They bottled it, every single one of them. But tonight, real character.
Spina had another good
and some real... Yeah, that's okay, fair enough. But tonight we showed real grit and determination. Then we had the Iwobi run. He's got runners either side. Runners either side. He doesn't take him. And he rolls the shot to Courtois. What were your thoughts at that point?
Not asking me, because I said this 20 minutes ago and I thought...
Carl. Carl.
He said, no, didn't he? He said, what's your...
Carl.
Just tell me to shut up again.
If you don't shut up, Danny, I'm going to come round here and take your wheels off.
Oh, someone did that to me once and put me in the front garden. Just left me there.
Stop carpentering the shit out of this. Carl, please give your answer. I'm going to cry.
Like I said earlier, he's just got no end product, and it's really... I'm not going to say no end product. He's just lacking confidence right now. You know, the ability is always there. You know what they say, form is temporary, and hopefully he's just going through a bad patch at the moment, but unfortunately his bad patch is a really, really bad patch. The run that Jason's referring to, you know, he had runners, but he chose not to use them, and then he P-rolled the shot to Courtois, and you're ripping your hair out, and you're thinking to yourself, are you serious? Like, I would love someone to sit down and say, in that moment, honestly, what was you thinking? Cartoon. You know, and the thing is,
he had a cartoon playing in his head, singing along.
But you know, you'd love to know if Arsene Wenger, if they watch the games back and then they pause it at that bit and turn to him and say, "What was you thinking then?" You know, but you don't. I'm not gonna say. I know for sure it doesn't happen, but you can almost guarantee they won't review that. It'll just be like, "Oh, next time, you know, look up and that's it, and move on." But that's all down to coaching. And that's when he should be sat down and be like, look, if this happens again, you look left, you look right. You know, unless you can make sure you can get a clean shot on goal, that's when you take it. Don't be greedy. But unfortunately, it's frustrating and annoying.
I agree. Dave Faber's just put a point in the box. That take it easy on the Wobi. He's a young player, so they learn. But, you know, this is the Carabao Cup. But if you're playing Premier League football, you're judged on Premier League performances. And if you're good enough, you're old enough. And the one point about Iwobi recently is, a talented boy, we want him to do well. But if he's not analysing his own performances and putting the effort in, because tonight I thought at times he was lazy. Okay? He's lazy off the ball. It's a token gesture of making a couple of steps towards something and not putting the effort in. And if this guy wants to improve, he has to analyze his performances, he has to learn where to make better decisions, and he has to implement it and execute. Okay? And it's all well and good saying, oh, take it easy on them, they're young. Christensen, being centre-back for a thing, no problem, he'll do it. You know, young players... Okay, if you're good enough, you perform. Yes, you will make mistakes. I've got no problem with young players making mistakes. I look at Maitland-Niles. Yes, you know, I don't mind saying on here, yes, he made a mistake, because it's the truth. If he's made a mistake, it's the truth. Okay? But you look at Maitland-Niles' development, and he's spot on. You know, his lackadaisy sort of look winds me up, but he's spot on in the way he has a go at it. You know, his attitude's good. I don't think the same of Iwobi at the moment. And to be quite frank, the dog shit performances he's put on the pitch recently, he doesn't deserve a place on the bench, let alone in the team. And, you know, I don't care about him going out and being out late on a Friday night. They can deal with that in-house, and I'm not bothered either way, okay? You know, he's a young man. He will make mistakes like that. But to keep on putting the performances in, you know, after the Everton game, it's, oh, yeah, one Alex Iwobi. Well, fine, mate, but you've got to do that week in, week out. And don't be a twat about it either. You know, show a little bit of humility. You earn big money for a young man, fucking earn it. And that's all I'm going to say on that. And, you know, Alex Iwobi, I want him to do well. I want him to be a top quality player. I want him to succeed. But you're only going to succeed if you're not being a prick. And that's the way it is. Danny, Ospina makes a good save. Chambers, a good block, and Hazard in the box. And we get an effort from Welbeck. It kind of runs out. We've got a bit of, you know, we apply a bit of pressure to them. It comes back on us down towards the end of the game. And all of a sudden, Welbeck challenges Cesc in the box. And there's a penalty shout. Play goes on. We come back for the VAR referral. What were you thinking that time?
Now, that one, I thought it was, I think they decided to show it from more angles, which give you a better view from home rather than just talking about the VAR. And I think if it would have been a penalty for them, that's what you want about, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Make sure I'm on the right one this time. I think it was a penalty. And then the second time I saw it from another angle, I thought it's a penalty. And only when they showed the third angle from a tighter shot, then I thought, oh, actually, that's not a penalty. And then I think that's obviously what the referee saw, because that one must have gone on for, well, it felt like ages, didn't it? It must have been best part of a minute that the referee was, because he does that thing now, doesn't he? So we all know, oh, don't talk to him. He's talking to the people watching the replay at Heathrow or wherever, or Stansted or wherever it was. In fact, if it's at Stansted, because he got John to go on and nobble him for us, that would work wonders. Sent him down there. Yeah, so that just shows that VAR is working, because at first I thought penalty. And then the replays, but by the time we've seen the second, third, fourth replay, it's usually too late. The decision's been made either way, and it's sometimes not in our favour. But I think this time, yeah, it worked.
Yeah. Carl, on that decision, to be fair, Atkinson hasn't called penalty, has he? He's their play going on. He's got the decision right initially. He's gone back and checked it, which is the right way to do it. And they've come to the correct decision.
But this is the thing. How long after was it when he went back to check? Because
it was the next stoppage in play. So it was the next natural stoppage in play, which is about a minute and a half, 2 minutes later, maximum.
Okay, so answer this question. You may not know the answer, but let's say penalty shout, no penalty. The other team goes at the other end and scores. Dude, would they then bring it back and then say, oh yeah, it was a penalty, and then give a penalty to the other team? I would assume so.
I'm not sure of the time length on it. I'm not. Are you John Welsh or Josh? They stack up on this, but maybe it's a question for the podcast tomorrow. And yeah, that would be
quite interesting to see if, you know, let's say Arsenal counter attack, and yeah, then one at the other end and scored. Would they then like, right, now stoppage, now look at it. Oh, yeah, it's definitely a penalty to Chelsea. Let's go back down the other end. That would be...
But Matt and Gunners and Mike from Gunners say yes, they would. And I assume that is the case. Because I think that would, you know, because it's natural timeline, so they would have to do that. But again, if it is a penalty, you know, if it's us on the receiving end of the penalty and not conceding the goal, it's great.
And if it's the correct
decision, that's the way it goes. But I was impressed with the way Atkinson handled that. To be fair, I thought he did that very, very well. You know, because there are other referees who we know wouldn't have come back. Right, that's it for the game, guys. It petered out. It was 0-0. I thought a really decent performance. In the chat box, we're up to 52 thumbs up. Thank you for everybody who's given us a thumbs up so far. Thank you for the guys who've encouraged people to give us a thumbs up. If you could give us a thumbs up, we would really appreciate it. Also, iTunes ratings, give us 5 stars, go on, you know, whether you like us or not, you know, it's the right thing to do. If you've got any questions, please get them in the box now. We've got a few already. Okay, final thoughts on the match, Danny.
Delighted with the fact that going into the second leg, we are at the advantage. I expect us to fuck it up completely. Sad if that was Sanchez's last ever game, because he didn't play the entire game. Sad that Lacazette didn't get to play the whole game when he had the weekend off. But happy for the likes of Maitland-Niles, for Ospina, who's had back-to-back decent games, for Holding, who had a tricky time at the weekend. And it's good for Chambers that he's yet again been involved in a really good, solid, decent display. I think our recent run of form of 1 win in 6 games is so much to do with the fact we've got 7 players out injured, and it's been Christmas, and we've played. I mean, I was just looking at the number of podcasts and shows we did in December, and I think it was... I think it was 10. So that was 1 every 3 days. That knackered us out, and all we do is sit here on our asses talking about stuff we don't know. So imagine what it was like for the team. I think we're going to get into a little bit better form in the coming games, because they're not going to be all mushed up together. And we don't have any FA Cup to worry about. That's it. Ain't getting any more out of me. Have you muted yourself?
Yeah, I have. Sorry. Okay. Before we go to Carl, I'm just going to point out something here. At Half Space tweeted, Bergkamp Wonderland, middle-aged white men chatting shit about ethnic minority Awobi. Imagine my shock. Let's get something right half space, okay? Don't fucking pull that shit on me. And one of the guys on the podcast is not a middle-aged white man.
I am?
Okay? One of the guys is not. Not you. Be quiet now. Sorry. We do not put up with that shit. If you listen to our podcast, we chuck any fucker out who starts that nonsense. Do not peddle that crap at us. We have spoken honestly about what we think of the guy's performances. If you do not like that, come back at us with facts. Not this nonsense. We will not put up with it. Go fuck yourself, you wanker.
I said, not only are you wrong, but you're blind.
Yeah. Sorry, Carl, your thoughts on the game. No, Dan, enough.
Okay.
Carl, your thoughts on the game, please.
You've got to look at it in context. We're still in it, and, you know, we didn't concede. You know, have we got the upper hand? I think slightly. I think the away goals rule does count in the League Cup, but we're playing at home, and you kind of got to give the advantage to the home team. As long as our defensive display is exactly the same as it was today, and we get a goal, which at home, we're capable of getting a goal. At home, we're capable of scoring 3 goals in that 5 minutes. It's what Arsenal do. So we're still in the game. We get one goal and then we're in it. You know, we're able to hold on to a lead, you know, if our defensive display is well. As long as we didn't lose the game, and I predicted we'd lose, and I hate predicting that we do, but I did predict we'd lose today. And, you know, Arsenal happily, very, very happily proved me wrong. And I'm happy that they did. So, you know, going forward, hopefully that we can go into the Emirates and get a goal and keep Chelsea at bay, because we've shown we've got the beating of Chelsea. We can, as long as we just keep our heads together and, you know, we play as a team and we play our best players, then I don't see any reason why we can't beat Chelsea at home.
Is he muted again?
He is.
He'd only tell me to shut up again.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I was muted again. You know, it's just the way I work now. I do Gimli all the time. No, I thought it was a really good performance. I thought we were disciplined when we needed to be. I thought there was, you know, we got the job done, and, you know, that's a good Chelsea side, you know. I know they've had their problems, but, they are a good side. And it's one of those things, we've come along, we've kept it goalless. You know, it's a credit to the defence, the midfield, you know. And you had Welbeck, who didn't stop running, you know. It's one of those. Oh, Tasha Nunes is in the house. Hello, Tash. Hope you're well.
She's really good to see you. Huggable. She's blaming the beard.
You're not huggable, mate. You're not huggable. Right, okay. Okay. Questions. And funny enough, we're going to go straight to Frank Starks. Danny, would you loan out to Wobi?
Yes, I would, but on the strict condition, he starts every single game, and every single game he either plays left wing or he plays behind a striker or with a striker. None of that playing left back nonsense. None of that not playing nonsense. Like it seems to be when we let a player go out on loan, it's here, have one of our starlet young players and don't bother about playing him, let alone playing him in the right position. You look at people, go and have a look at Coquelin when he was loaned out before. He was played all over the bloody shop. We seem to let players go out on loan and then don't give a shit about whether they play, how often they play, or in what position they play. That bloke has got so much talent. And we just look back when he burst onto the scene 3 seasons ago, 4 seasons ago. He were thinking, oh, here we go. We've got one now. No, it's gone and fallen on the film. Someone made a good point in the chat box. They said he's never been the same since his girlfriend dumped him. So I don't know if they were taking a piss, whether it's true. But there was definitely something up with him. He seems to have no confidence, which is you send him to a team that is mid-table, and then he'll be getting goals, be playing games, and he'll look brilliant, and he'll come back to us recharged. But yeah.
Oh, please, like,
everything
please
rude, so. But Iwobi could do a Gnabry. I don't know if he means fuck off to Germany and do well, or whether he means go out on loan and do well. I don't know, but yeah,
know.
Similar players, so much talent.
Yeah. Hassan Ramzan asks, does anyone know if the Malcolm true rumours are true? Carl, also Neil Vergela asks, the question is, Malcolm or Pavon? What are your thoughts on that?
I personally would go for Pavon. I think it's a bit just a tiny bit more proven. Malcolm, you know, he's coming from a feeder league. He's going to be shit, isn't he? Let's face it. No, I'm joking. You know, I think Mr. Carpenter is going to be the person to sort of...
to make it up.
Let's talk about Malcolm. The things I've heard about him, I mean, I personally haven't seen him play, but the things I've heard about him, he's very, very good. But, you know, the French league is very, very different to this league. You know, you get more time on the ball in France. I know that for a fact. And obviously, this league is a bit more physical. You know, will he be able to come into this, to the English league and slot straight in? We don't know. You know, me personally, it's got to be Draxler all day. You know, he's my man crush. I would take him all day. But Mr. Carpenter says there's very little chance of him leaving, unfortunately. But I would, if I was Arsene, I would do my utmost to get him.
Jace, did you see what Mr. Hollick has put in the chat box? Miss Lintat inquired about both while at Van Borussia Dortmund last summer, allegedly.
Ooh. Yeah, well, I think there are things going on behind the scenes at the moment which are encouraging. So let's hope we follow through in them and get the players we need in. Hassan Ramzan asks Jason, what's your opinion on Coughlin being sold?
That's what everyone's watching. That's what we're all here for.
Okay.
Quick teasing us all night. Come on.
Good for him. I think, he's not good enough to play in the Arsenal midfield. He's just not. And, you know, he had a spell where he was effective alongside Santi Cazorla. Santi Cazorla's never going to play for us again. He's not been effective since. I think the Spanish league would probably suit him. You know, I've got a problem with his technical ability, not his attitude or his effort. His effort and his attitude have always been great. His decision-making at times a little bit rash, but guess what? So the rest of our midfield. They're all like that. But his technical ability is not up to mustard. I think the Spanish league is slower. I think he'll have more time in the ball. I think he'll be more effective. Good luck to him. I hope he does well. I really do. You know, I've got nothing against Francis Coughlin. I just don't think he's good enough for this squad. And let's follow that on. Benny Ogden asks, and this is for you, Danny, do you think Coughlin will be replaced?
We were talking about this in various WhatsApp groups. There's so many. I deleted all of my WhatsApps yesterday. I spent hours updating the prediction league, and I deleted all of my WhatsApps. So there's 4,500 WhatsApp messages in 2 weeks. Two fucking weeks. Will you lot fucking stop it? It's driving me crazy. So I think with Miss Lintat, who I want to call Mistletoe, and the other upstairs furniture rearrangements, I think that is maybe hinting towards if moving stuff around, so Wenger will be going in the summer. Now, there's been talk from Twitter, which we all know is completely reliable, that Wenger might be going in the summer. But when you look at the facts that all upstairs people have been moved around and that some of the players have been shipped out, I wouldn't be surprised if we sign absolutely nobody and then have a clean slate with plenty of money in the bank and plenty of wages free to spend on and manage to spend on new players next season. So, no, I don't think we will sign a single player in this window other than the young Greek gentleman.
Okay, and that's JBW listeners. That's Mr. Positive.
I don't know anybody in football, though, so it's just what I read, so don't go quizzing me about it.
Carl, it's all Chelsea asks, how would you rate Arsenal's performance and why does Laka get subbed off? Fitness problem?
Today, our performance was, if I was to give it a rating, it'd be a 7 out of 10. I think we defended very, very well, but I think our going forward wasn't the best, so he definitely gets a 7. Lacazette substitution is an enigma. It really is. At the moment, I still don't get it. You know, I know people say, oh, he's fitting into the squad, and I just don't believe it at the moment. I think there's got to be something more behind it because, you know, we're now in January. He's been with the squad since July, August. You've got to be embedded in the squad now. And I know I can hear sort of Chris Carpenter in my head right now saying, oh, well, he takes time to bed in, you know, he's getting used to the league. If you're not used to the league by now, then something's wrong. But then it's, why is he being subbed off? Is it a fitness thing? Is it because he's WrestleMania doesn't think is good enough. Is it, you know, you got to think to yourself, why is there so many reasons? First of all, it's because of people thinking that he's got to keep Giroud happy. Well, Giroud's now injured, unfortunately. So what's the reason why he's got getting 90 minutes after 90 minutes? If you can't get this much, you know, he was off on Sunday, so he's had more than a week off, and he can't get a game for 90 minutes in the Carabao Cup. Something's wrong. And, you know, it could be, oh, well, we're saving him for Sunday, I want to say. We're playing next. Is it Bournemouth on Sunday?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So is he saving him for Bournemouth? He may well be. You know, he may well be, but I just think that there seems to be something more behind the scenes of Lacazette not getting 90 minutes. And it's very, very weird that, you know, for the first couple of games, I totally understand, you know, he's bedding into the squad and, you know, you want to save him. But for now, he's still not getting 90 minutes in January when he's been with the squad for so long. Something definitely is up.
As Josh pointed out, it could be a factor of he's our only fit goal scorer at the moment. I know he's having a tough time in front of goal, but are we keeping him fresh? Because, you know, there's a lot of games coming up.
So then if he's our only fit goal scorer, do you just, a game's 90 minutes, a game is not 60 minutes. So do you just say, okay, after 60 minutes, you're coming off no matter what? That for me is not good.
Look, I it's a semi-final of a cup, okay? I think he should be staying on. I think, you know, you bring on the threat of Walcott's pace, something like that, you know. You know, I'd have taken a Wobey off, put the pace of Walcott on, or, you know, or you know, Sanchez on for him, or Sanchez on for a Wobey, and, you know, right, remember your defensive responsibilities, but let's go and create a goal, because, you know, if we'd won tonight, it'd have been a different story. But there you go.
You know, I was asking about Billy.
Yeah, go on, sorry.
Hollick said that he's looking for a championship club to loan him to.
All right, cool. Okay, so we got two more questions. Dan Bradley Tucker asks, who would you rather have, Zaha or Mahrez to replace Alexis?
Not Zaha, because I think Zaha is an amazing player. He's really quick, but I think he may shit his pants when it comes to the big time, and I'd rather him go to Spurs and fuck up than come to us and fuck up. But he's one of those where he's going to be a huge fish in the tiny little pond that is Crystal Palace. But Crystal Palace are always so up, and they're always behind their players no matter what. And he has one dodgy game, and then the entire crowd will be on his back. You don't need to come to Arsenal when you're a player of like him. You need to go to Spurs, and hopefully he'll fuck up there. Or stay at Palace and not fuck up. I like Palace.
Fair enough. And Carl, Rhodesy AFC asks, we're light in midfield at the moment. Who do you think fills the Jack Rambo role? Is it Elneny?
Yeah, if you think about it, that's the only fit central midfielder we've got, which is why I think letting Coquelin go is criminal. I don't understand, especially if we don't replace him, because let's face it, our centre mids are light anyway, and I know we don't like to use this word, but injury prone, you know. So basically now we've only got four.
You got Maitland-Niles can play in there as well.
He can play, but is he playing there at the moment? It's all saying, yeah, he can play there, but Arsene Wenger is not playing him there at the moment. So it's very, 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 very weird. But I just think that we've got to replace Coquelin. I do. So I want to go back to that question, sorry. But if we don't replace Coquelin, then that's criminal. It really is. I know he's not best player in the world. I get that. But he's still a body that you could put in there.
Yeah, look, we haven't got a crystal ball. He hasn't gone yet, and nobody's come in. You know, they may replace it.
Someone said Wenger confirmed it on the interview that he's gone.
Oh, fair enough.
Someone in the chat box can confirm that. Just, I'm sure someone said that earlier.
We wait and see. We wait and see. Yeah. Right, that's it tonight, guys. That's it. Let's wrap this up. Thank you to everybody in the chat box. I'm going to say another thing on what we've been accused of earlier on. Watchers tonight can see it's not just middle-aged white guys. I hate to bring that up. Whether you agree with any of the panelists, and we argue a lot amongst ourselves.
You don't need to shut up.
Do me a favour, shut up now. Seriously. We argue a lot amongst ourselves over our opinions on players, on the manager, on the tactics, on everything. But they're honest opinions from honest people. Every single one of this crew, I'm proud to call my friends. You may not like what we say. You may disagree with it. It's not said to be contentious. It's not said to be inflammatory in any way. It's what we genuinely think. You look at Chris and you look at, you know, he passes on information regarding transfers. Chris Carpenter, I can tell you this for now, he gets that information of people and he just puts it out there. Whether you're going to believe it or not, we take the mickey out of him mercilessly, but he does it genuinely. And we do this podcast genuinely. We do it because we enjoy each other's company. We enjoy the interaction with the chat box and with the listeners. You know, I love doing this podcast because I get to speak to so many cool people. There are always people who don't like us. That is fine. I don't got a problem with that. You know, I had somebody say that last night on Twitter. Danny put in the box, just laughed. It's not a problem. But accusing us of being anything other than, you know, accepting and, you know, like in all these players, I want all our players to do well. I want every single one. I don't give a damn what religion they are. I don't give a damn what race they are. I couldn't give a monkeys.
But it helps if they're Welsh.
Don't stop. Really stop. Really stop. But do not accuse any of these guys of anything like that, because it's shameful. It's absolutely shameful to accuse anybody in this podcast, to a man or woman, of saying, of being that way. And that's all I'm going to say in it now. But again, the chat box is ripping the mickey out of me now. Well played.
No, it's a stupid thing that obviously someone said, because if you're looking at it clearly, I'm not meaning the white guy, but even so, what, because you got white guys can't criticize a black player? That's ridiculous. I criticize bloody white players. That don't mean I'm racist. The amount of times I criticize Aaron Ramsey, you know, it's ridiculous. So what does that mean? I don't like the Welsh. I don't like white players. It's just stupid. So people need to fix up, because using the racism word is not something you should do lightly. You know, it's something that obviously, you know, I've been affected by racism, of course I have, but you can't just shrug it off and you can't just be throwing that out willy-nilly. You know, it's something that's quite serious. So, people saying, you're always going to get haters. No one fucking gives a shit. Like, it's an opinion. Opinion can't be wrong. It's just what you think. And that's all it is. If people saw our chat group, the amount of times that we argue with each other, and we're friends, but we will, you know, call someone out, oh, don't chat shit, or no, I don't agree with you because of this and that and the other. You know, and then at the end of the day, we all have a common love, which is Arsenal. So it that mean a difference.
The thing that annoys me is, if anybody listens to this podcast, this radio show, how many people have we thrown out for saying homophobic, racist, or xenophobic, anti-Semitic things? We just get rid of them, you know, and we will not put up with it. Nobody calls you a name in my company. You know that, you know, nobody, you know, we stand up for what is right. And it's all we do. We criticize performance. And that's it. And you may disagree with us. That's fine. You can disagree with us all day long. We're not here to be right. We're here to chat. And, you know, I will listen to anybody's argument, except Chris Carpenter's and Francis Coughlin, because that's crap. Okay? That's a nonsense. But it's an important point to make, you know? Yeah, I'm a middle-aged white guy. Yeah, I'm Welsh. Guess what? I'll tell you one thing. I get far more than anybody thinks.
Hold on. Danny, did you know that Jason was Welsh?
Shocker. Are you sure?
Do you know what, boys? I'm getting off my soapbox now. I do apologise. Listeners, thank you very much for tuning in. Carl, you're a star. Cheers, mate.
Anytime, Jason. You know that.
Danny, apologies for shutting you up, but I was angry. I was very angry. Thank you very much.
I get used to it. My mum, I complained to my mum that you bully me, and she told me to shut up and ask me for your phone number.
Oh, well, you know, me and your mum, one day, call me Daddy. Danny, switch this off. Good night. Thank you very much. Keep it Arsenal. That's a decent performance tonight.
Cock out.
Are we out?